Let's talk first of all about, this is not so big a deal. I mean, we heard a little bit about it here, but really we had a great representation of international media here for the announcement having the officials coming over from Belgium about the Aggies going to war. And while we don't have a location necessarily formally set yet, this is going to be a tremendous boon for the area. I'd like to get your comments.
It is. I spent most of my day Monday with the Mayor Bastogne, Mayor Lugan, and enjoyed his delegation. He had the Wall Street Journal of Belgium was here, mm-hmm. and two or three other large media outlets that were representing Belgium and Bastogne, and enjoyed the visit. The exhibit, Texas Aggies Go to War, is going to be great. That opens, I think, in March here in Bastogne, and in about two or three years it'll come back to Bryan-College Station. We're finalizing some locations for the exhibit. But beyond the tourism opportunities and the educational opportunities, Scott, I was also with several Belgium companies Monday night that are considering relocating to Bryan-College Station, and particularly Bryan. Several of them that were looking at Fibertown and downtown Bryan. We've got GSK on the west side in the Bio Corridor, our pharmaceutical company. And so Wallonia, some of their economic development reps were here. With Todd McDaniel's Research Valley Partnership and the Hanging M System and Bryan and College Station in the county, we're working with these leaders from Bastogne and from Belgium in that region, not only talk about the sacrifices made during the Battle of the Bulge and the Aggies here and abroad during that battle, but also economic and educational opportunities for the Research Valley area.
Yeah, and again, as somebody who's lived here for a long time, I don't really care what the driving force is. If it's something that we can work together, and obviously the ILA that got the biomedical corridor put together was a great first step. But anything that we can do as a partnership to bring things in is going to be good for all of us.
Yeah, and we've got again businesses looking at Bryan-College Station, but we've also got local businesses. One in particular from Bryan that's actually doing business in Belgium now.
Oh, great.
And so it works both ways, but it's also beneficial to our community.
Sure. Well, let's move on to locally, because the council took a tour, basically, of the capital improvement projects that you've got coming up. Give us some thoughts there.
As they call it, the three-hour tour. I think they mentioned it twice. It sounded like Gilligan's Island. I got worried there for a while, but it was interesting. We've got a couple new council members, so it's always good to educate our new council members and re-educate our senior council members and go over the projects that we've worked on for the past 5 years, the projects that are underway right now, and then the projects that we're working on for the next 5 years through 2018. And so in as quick of a time period as possible, we looked at a majority of the projects, and we've got a lot of drainage projects, like street projects and infrastructure, sewer and water projects, sidewalk projects, expanding our cemetery. That's a popular piece of real estate these days. And so, a lot of things going on in Bryan, but, a lot of us are only in our backyards and our neighborhoods. So it's good to see what's going on in everyone else's neighborhoods and other backyards. And it's eye opening for all the council members to see where our tax dollars are being spent and utilized.
Sure. Paul Casper, who's the city engineer, went along and was explaining, for instance, some of these roads 70, 80 years old, and you have some basic needs that really have to be met there.
Yeah, we've got some, like West 26th Street, that, it's in its worst condition, and it's in the process of being repaved. And, if the concrete prices are lower right now, we have an opportunity to repave with concrete instead of asphalt. I think what people need to understand on some of these projects, you've got some of these narrow streets and some of these older neighborhoods, and when we go in and redo these streets, we redo the infrastructure underneath, the water and the sewer lines, we add sidewalks, and we widen the roads so they're safer, but then you're also dealing with, you're expanding into someone's front yards. And a lot of times we don't have cooperation by the citizens. I think everyone says we want sidewalks, or a lot of people want sidewalks, but not everybody wants sidewalks. If you'll go into a lot of the areas that we were doing the safe route to schools, even particularly around Johnson Elementary, there were some folks that fought us in putting sidewalks on their front yard. So, that becomes an issue too. Do you go in and condemn the property? Do you force this on someone? My attitude is if the neighbors don't want it, or they can't convince each other of what they want, then maybe we go on to another area that wants it. But I think sometimes that's eye-opening too, because there is a process in expanding these roads, and someone's going to lose part of their yard, or You know, they may not want a sidewalk in their front yard. They may not want someone's dog walking in their front yard now. And so, you know, we have to work through those processes. And then sometimes you've got properties that have got airship issues, and sometimes that takes a while through the mm-hmm. courts to find out who can sign off on, you know, selling or donating their parcel of land for the expansion.
Sure. Now, Jason Majewski, the mayor of Bryan, joining us this morning. One of the things that you took up in council last night was the discussion that staff members might be available when council members would have meetings within their districts to answer any questions. So basically, how would you put that together? How would you want to have, you know, how would you choose which members of staff would be at those kind of meetings?
Well, it's a tricky situation. I think what we've done in the past, years past, if there's questions that a council member can't answer at a public forum or a town hall meeting, they'll get those questions and they'll go back to staff, get the answers, and then relay that back to the citizens. You know, typically our city manager, assistant city managers, public work directors, police and fire chiefs will be in attendance, and they'll typically have an answer or will be able to find an answer, you know, quite frequently if need to. But what we passed last night is just authorizing the city to pay for up to two town hall meetings and having staff at least two town hall meetings per council member per year. If we need more, we can look at that in the future. What we've typically had in the past is maybe once a year that they would allocate staff time for it. But, you know, our staff does a great job, and they'll typically be able to answer a lot of those questions, or maybe there's a certain concern that they want to talk about. If it's infrastructure, if it's about police and the NET team, then they can bring in those proper staffers to address those needs.
Sure. Jason Majewski joining us this morning. Political Action Committee called Citizens of Bryan is circulating a petition right now, having to do with the possibility of making amendments that would have to do with individuals who are put onto boards that are appointed by city council. You happen to be the only person who is an elected official right now who has your brother serving on one of those councils, one of those boards. Rather than go through this entire process, which is expensive, this is going to cost the city. You've got to get those petitions certified, make sure those signatures are right. Why not just take the step and not allow this to happen so that there's no appearance of impropriety?
Well, Scott, first off, the way it's written, and we're just now starting to look at some of the amendments that they're wanting to propose, my children have volunteered at the Animal Center for community service hours. They will no longer be able to volunteer at the Animal Center if this is passed. I don't think any taxpayer, any citizen, any voter in the city of Bryan should be denied the right to volunteer and help their city. My brother cannot be hired as the city manager. He cannot be an employee of the city of Bryan. That's already in our charter. That's already a law. But there's no state laws. There's no local laws. There's no federal laws that prohibit someone from volunteering, whether they're related to me or not. It's an advisory committee. It's still going to come to the city council. So whether my brother is on that advisory committee or not, I still get the last say and vote in what happens with the city of Bryan as the mayor. My brother is allowed to run for city council. He can serve as a city council member. He can run in this next November's election, single member district 3 rep, if he wanted to. There's no law prohibiting that. But to say that someone shouldn't have a right to volunteer, these aren't paid positions. And nowhere can anyone show any impropriety by anyone's relatives that have ever served. And to be honest with you, I think I'm related to probably half of the city of Bryan and College Station anyway, Scott. So that worries me that some distant cousin that I didn't know about might be on these committees. But, again, me personally, I don't see any issue with it. During the campaign, I didn't run into a lot of voters that had any issue with it because it is a voluntary position. You know, everyone will say President Kennedy was a great president. His brother did have a paid position and was appointed as the attorney general. I promise you, some of the people pushing this amendment would say Kennedy and Robert Kennedy were great leaders of our community. But again, family members are not allowed, because of nepotism laws, to serve in a – they can't even be a lifeguard if they wanted to. But to now prohibit my children or my relatives from even volunteering at Texas Reds or at the Animal Center or to serve on any of the city committees, I think that's a little far-fetching. If you're a taxpayer, a voter, a citizen of Bryan, I think you should have as much a right as anyone to serve in that capacity and volunteer for the benefit of your community.
Well, obviously, Bryan has a city charter, as any city does, and you have the right to petition your government. I would like to, is there a more efficient or effective way to be able to handle this than necessarily? Because, again, I'm concerned that your city staff has to do all the steps that are legally necessary and should rightfully be in place, but is there any way to possibly streamline something when there appear to be enough citizens who are concerned about whatever it happens to be, whether it's this issue or something else?
Well, again, they can go through the process. That's the democratic way of doing things here in America. If the petition is passed and it meets all parameters, and it can be put on the ballot in November, and that's something we will look at. We haven't had an outcry of citizens coming forward saying, I don't want someone's cousin volunteering for the city, and that's kind of where we're at this point. Again, no paid positions. No, these are advisory committees. You know, everything comes before the council. We take the advice of a lot of our city committees. And if anyone knows my brother Pete, he's a good and decent man and has done a good job in some of the roles. He served on the Historic Landmark Commission. He served on the Planning and Zoning currently. We've had other relatives before, some we may not even know of. Mm-hmm. But again, for the benefit of the city, but all things come through the city council. And as mayor, regardless of who's on what committee, we'll get the final say in vote in what happens.
Sure. Well, we'll see what happens. I think they need about 2,000 names, so we'll see how that plays out. What else you have for us today? Anything?
Well, Scott, if you've got any outstanding tickets, like red light camera tickets from a few years ago in College Station, the warrant roundup is going on right now. I think you've got till Friday to get those paid, and then they will be looking for you. So you're pretty easily identified here, so Scott, make sure you're taken care of.
I'll do that.
And also, the spring sports at the City of Bryan through Parks and Recs are underway, so go on to bryantx.gov to sign up for some of the spring sporting activities.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, that's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment.